Okay, so briefly, in this week's parsha, we have among many mitzvot. So one of the mitzvot is that when we enter Eretz Yisrael, so the Torah tells us that one of the things we have to do is uproot the Avodah Zarah that's in Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's a seeming contradiction between the Gemara and Kiddushin Daf Lamed Zayin and Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Hei, whether that mitzvah applies only in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutz Laretz. The Gemara in Kiddushin argues that destroying Avodah Zarah is a Chovas HaGuf, is an obligation that devolves upon the individual, therefore it's not land-dependent, and therefore applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. And that implication is followed by the Tur, at least seemingly that the Grah disputes that, arguing that the mitzvah is equally applicable both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. However, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Hei, argues that the mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah, at least the simple understanding of the Gemara, is that it is in fact a mitzvah which applies only in Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban and others follow that position, that the mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah is really only in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam, based on the Sifrei, and this is the position of Shulchan Aruch as well, takes the middle position and says that in Chutz Laretz, one only has to destroy Avodah Zarah if it ends up somehow within your possession, right? You buy a house, and someone happened to, you bought the house and everything in it, and one of the things in it is some statue, right? The person who lived there before was a Hindu and had a little idol that they prayed to, and now it's in your property, so then you have to destroy it. But you don't have to look for Avodah Zarah to uproot it. In Eretz Yisrael, so the Rambam says, based on this refrain, that you actually need to pursue it. You need to go out of your way to destroy it. And like I said, that is the position of Shulchan Aruch as well. And the question that Poskim really faced in 1948 or so, and then again in 1967 in a very intense way, is, for 2,000 years, basically, this wasn't really a relevant category. When we were in Chutz Laretz, we were under Shibud Malchiot, we didn't have an obligation, according to Shulchan Aruch, to seek it out, and we weren't in control of Eretz Yisrael. And in 1948, we move into the state of Israel, and then Poskim had to deal with the question, well, do we have an obligation, if we Poskim like Shulchan Aruch, to go and to uproot Hindu temples, or depending on what you think about Christianity, do you have to go and do you have to destroy churches? Are you allowed to have them built? I mean, what is our obligation based on this halacha? So the poskim really divided, I guess, into three ways, but mostly two, but three total. So one possibility is to just say, look, yes, really our obligation is to go to uproot Avodah Zarah, and if we don't do it, we're doing something wrong. There was a letter written to Rav Kasher in 1967 by, I think, some Satmar Hasidim, who said to Rav Kasher, how can you religious Zionists call yourself religious when you conquered the old city of Jerusalem? You had an opportunity to destroy the churches as you were running through and fulfill the position of the Rambam, of pursuing Avodah Zarah, and you didn't do it. You see that you don't care about halacha. And they clearly just took a very straightforward position that the obligation is the same now as it always was. Rav Kasher, following the position that Rav Herzog had laid out in Tchumen, Volume Bet, and then republished in the first volume of Tchuka L'Or HaLacha, said, no, maybe in theory you should do that, but Mishum Eva, because the state was given to us by the UN, and there's a certain recognition that we have to follow international norms, and we can't just go and not grant religious rights to other religions because then the whole world will be in an uproar. Therefore, practically, we don't have the power to do it. And therefore, combining that with positions that perhaps Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, and a suggestion of the Chinuch, that we only have the mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah when we're in charge, and maybe we're sort of in charge in Eretz Yisrael, but we're not totally independent. Therefore, practically, we don't have the ability, and therefore we don't have the obligation to do it. It may be b'dieved, but that's the reality. Rav Henkin, in his Truvot, takes that, but he takes it a bit further, and he says, I don't think it's b'dieved. He thinks that it's actually chatchila, because he said it's true that nowadays we don't have the ability to destroy Avodah Zarah because the world would be in an uproar. But he said, who ordained through Hashgacha that we would be given a modern state under these circumstances if not a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be that we would have a state with a certain level of religious tolerance. You'll tell me we want Avodah Zarah to be destroyed. That's true. We want Avodah Zarah to be destroyed, but there's two ways to destroy it. One is to destroy the base of Avodah Zarah. The other one is to teach the whole world the truth. God clearly would rather us wait till Mashiach, teach the whole world the truth, so they give up their Avodah Zarah themselves, and didn't want us to live in a period where we are actively destroying Avodah Zarah the way we once did when we conquered Eretz Yisrael. So like I said, the poskim to deal with this divided three ways. Those who thought you should embrace it, which really was, you know, a rejected position. Those who said, maybe in theory that would be our obligation, but practically we can't do it, so we have no such obligation. And then Rav Henkin, who says maybe that was really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and that's why he ordained that we would have the state under the circumstances that we do.